We are going to proceed in the word of God. Because it's our life.
Mukama
praise
the Lord.
Without it, we get lost on the way.
Amen.
Amen. I want you to raise up your voice with your clapping and yelling.
Welcome
the word of God in power.
In a mass.
Let me request you to sit down. Prepare your heart again. The Bible says in Romans 8, in
Romans 10,
9 down, that one believes with the heart to be given righteousness.
Amen.
And righteousness comes from faith.
Faith that
comes from hearing the word of God. So prepare your heart. Your inner man. Your thoughts. Your wisdom. Your book, pen, and Bible. We are going again in the word of God. We are going to welcome the Apostle Rune Hope Witness. Plus Pastor Sam Bosa. The Lord has given the word.
Amen.
Yes, we was the Lord God.
Praise Jesus, reverence.
See you come here, come out for
Jesus. How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus?
Let's thank the Lord for the word we have.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, we are
praising so much. If
you
really forget to hold laws in this way, we shall be heading to a lot of serious dangers.
Yes, we are
praise Jesus.
Come on.
We are going to go to the journey of heaven.
But
God warns us in Romans 6 from verse
1.
Let's read of it that you hear. This word of wisdom towards you. We are going to go straight to the journey of heaven. There are hours we have passed, we are meant to see the full knowledge how it is. But we shall add on it on Tuesday. Let's get this word. Move over the journey of heaven. Where
you
are going to take away the darkness concerning the garden of God and what happened there.
Because
the devil had put darkness upon that we don't understand them.
Barumi
sura ya mukaga mulimi ya usoka. Kale, tunayogera tutia. Tunyikirengo kole chivechi sache yongerenga.
Tunakolepia burugana.
What shall we do, brethren?
Tunyikirengo kuonona.
Shall we keep on sinning?
Echi sache yongere jeturi.
That grace may increase upon us. Truthfully, we walk by the grace.
And
we are saved by grace. Like Ephesians 2 tells us, verses 1 to 6, that we were saved by grace
unto
reaching verse 7. But he says, because we are saved by grace, should we move on sinning that God might add more grace to us?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
He
speaks in Romans 3, verse 17 and 18. And he said, many times we never discover the way of peace. Let's read there that we can go back. Romans 3, verses 7. 17.
Balumi esula ya kusatu onyiru wa kumi na msangu.
Romans 3 verse 17.
Sote bama nyanga kubo ya mirembe. Tewali kutia katonda mumaso gawe.
Nti abasinga.
The most people.
Bama rufuna. Ikisa chino. Netulopoka.
After they get the grace and they get saved.
Ate. Bama nyanga kubo ya mirembe.
They never discover the way of peace.
Jituna inza pcho kume mirembe.
But how shall we keep the peace?
Iraba munga tandiku kubanga tibajaja katonda.
And some began to move without fearing God.
Kubanga bari tibatadeko mateka makakali.
But they have not been put upon harsh laws.
Yes, Jesus.
Praise Jesus.
Na inja kusa kumo chikambo chino.
But I'll request you in this word.
Wewe na abadaza njira mchisechiri woka.
All you has been joking with the grace which is prevailing now.
Ozure kuburi emine meroli mwerele.
You discover the way of peace and stand strong in it.
Erobe rino kutia katonda.
And you have the fear of God.
Yes, Jesus.
Praise Jesus.
Wango uwe chisa chino.
Because of this grace, some of us discovered, forgot the way of peace. And others cease to fear the Lord. In this place there is peace, and there is grace.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But the one which is wrong is grace. God at any time is going to begin punished. They will refuse to understand the way of peace. Right from the one entering the gates. Reaching the one who sits inside.
Or
the one who moves within his environment. Or the one who hears this word of grace.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Request you wherever you are. Use this grace and the peace given you well. That you have the fear of God. Don't forget the laws of God. For some of us have moved on to break the laws and commands because of grace. Even some of you bring money offering and you have not changed it, and they tell you we have no change, you tell them you have to change it for the money is yours. I don't know
whether
that is for
the money
or it is for God or it is for your house. His house. Praise
Jesus.
Others want to be given transport quick before money is balanced. And they say,
we
are going quick. Work on us quick.
Now
that grace is not everywhere. Giving you transport and maybe helping you in your issues. But when you find it in this place, you decide to play upon it, they are going to record you down. We are going to cut you off. You're not given transport. Even though you come with enemies, and we can't help you.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But there is a way of peace, but some of you have gotten stubborn along it. Others say, if
you've
given me little money, you would have added on me. But in the basket, you know how much. For me, sometimes they give me 1,000 shillings. And sometimes they don't bring
it.
But they have worked on all your needs.
Yes,
praise Jesus. I don't know what you want. For if a little money comes in the baskets, they give you a 1,000. We are not going to suck ourselves out the money. And there is no bank making money here.
But
we can release quick money.
Extra.
This time when you go and make
we will record
you down and we cancel you from people who reach our basket. We shall not base in grace and move on to sin. And to stop to keep the word of peace. We can't stop that action.
For
in Acts 4,
it
commands us each to be given as the need is. But on those who never keep God's laws,
the
Bible moves on, give us new commands. That a person like that, and
their
brethren, but they can't hold on God's commands. Even eating, don't eat with them.
So,
now, brethren, you who are children in this place, you've raised wrongly those children. They speak vulgar words. They do acts of immorality. Right from your home, you've not rebuked them. Even
if
you don't want them to be touched, we're going to give you one more chance. Begin disciplining your children, give them the money and to commit them in the hands of they who take care of
them,
to take those characters from them. For if it fails, now we shall take the children from our children.
Now
then, you too, we shall take you from this congregation. For you are a brethren whose character is not right. And we know well when one tomato is in the basket and it is rotten, the entire basket will rot. And we shall accept the children to mix with our children. For their children who look unto elder people within
their
baskets. Or maybe perhaps you are in your home and they look at you as your basket and you don't mind them.
Now,
issues like those, brethren, don't forget we have laws hindering us to use the way of peace, to use grace well, and to use that peace well.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now, don't think you are bound to be with you all this long with your character and your actions. We are not bound in that word. Even to help, we are not bound to help where it's not necessary.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We help exactly where God wants us help.
But
the one who is helped is worthy for them to thank. But the commands are too much on the basket. Everyone here says we are in the unity of the Holy Spirit. And they say Acts 4 tells us all things they had them in unity. And some of you are getting handkerchiefs of your neighbors and you sneeze in them and you say that we are all one. They are all
one.
Another takes away another spoon, another takes another spoon,
and
they are all for us. Unity. Don't forget, unity has commands. God, Matthew 18:19, there must be an agreement whether to use it or not, and
is
a reason when you are two.
So
now we shouldn't claim they are all for us and we just find and use without this place is for all of us, but you have to get laws of the place and move by them.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Don't reach and say me I want to sit on the veranda. This is my place, I'm in grace. Those words, brethren, let's try to correct ourselves.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Don't forget whatever you do, we know the laws concerning
us.
Don't think we've not been revealed to them. But by grace, we've been patient to see.
Can
you be revealed of the way of peace and move by it? Don't just take your friend's book and take a paper out of it that they are yours. That they all had things and they are all of them. and none of them claimed what they had was theirs. They had the one who gives you a right to use it. Now, for example, the gift you have is for me and you. Who has it? Who should control it?
Yes, he was raised
Jesus. Let's forget things like that. Don't come and say, these are mine. We are with them together. For some of us are going to clothe other chefs and dresses. You may even reach to clothe others' underwears. So if situations begin like this, and you think that's the unit of using things together. You can visit your neighbor's place
or
your brethren. They fight you with their panties.
Sister.
We are all sisters. It's not close to a man, it's not detestable. Don't mix laws like that. Stop even messing up the word of God.
Yes,
praise
yes.
Jesus.
But
that situation.
Even
the tithe is mine, give me one transport. How comes you never asked it where you were before? Okay, go back and try to do that there. This is grace, but know how you're going to be using it.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Don't
rather sin. Time is past.
To balancing
we are balancing all things. It's not who is being worked upon. When we know what has entered, we know how each is going to be given.
Yes,
we praise Jesus. You run on your feet, reach your home.
We are not for to remove one.
For we do here, we are in
no
patience. We have patience, but that's why it's law.
I don't
know if you forgot that. Some of the laws we have is to be patient. If you feel you are time bad, you run quick home, you shall find you there.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus. Stop those characters, brethren. I don't know whether we are looking for whips.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus. When we told you that we were here, we were born again, there is no one who is the thief.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus. And don't think even the new person is born again.
You are born again, and your ways of a born again.
But the new one has come, don't put your back there. And the others, people on our doors, when someone enters, ask them where they're going.
Chairman, tell you have to
tell them, chairman, it's not there. How come you come when he's not here?
No, tebaina kuyingira.
You see, though you're not the usher for a steward of this place.
Ask them
what they want. How have they come here?
That
is your responsibility too. Expect apostle Paul, ask them from the pulpit. As I will leave the pulpit, would have grabbed something from you.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus. Everyone, let be another keeper. Everyone, be a watchman of another's property and their life.
Yes, we
have praise
Jesus.
We should take care of each other, brethren.
Yes, we
have praise Jesus. And our place as God has given it us. Take care upon everything there. Don't leave you, just enter here. And even if they get out, know where they're heading. Yes.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
That
the spirit will begin from there. To watch over what we cannot.
Oh.
He bears our weakness.
Yes,
he
was.
Praise Jesus.
That
word is like that. Read Romans 6 and look at many things. By grace, we don't rather move on to sin.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
And
let's know the way of peace.
Don't need to
first put on harsh laws upon you. All the laws within the scriptures, they will do you good. And God giving us them will bless you.
In
the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. That is the word of wisdom to you.
We're
going to the journey of heaven. You can change your phone and set it aflame.